Hello, I am Celeste Trevino here with my co-host Victoria Morales from Spot 127.
We're going to be talking about threats that were made to the Glendale and Phoenix Union High School districts today, specifically the ones directed towards Maryvale High School. The threats were posted on social media, targeting the endangerment of high school students and school staff on fake social media accounts with intimidating clown images.
How did you find out about this incident?
I found out about it my Sunday night. My cousin texted me and told me that if I knew of someone named Fred Walker and that he was sending threats. So I checked social media and I actually found it for myself.
And I found out about it on Sunday night around like 8 o'clock, and I didn't really pay attention to it. And I went to sleep because it was a Sunday night. And then my brother gets me up around 11. He's like, "You're not going to school because of all these threats." So I get up and we start like investigating more and more, and we started getting information.
So what type of information did you find as you were investigating?
We found a post that said that how a kid got bullied, so he's done with all these beep teachers and he's gonna kill everyone, and he can't wait until everyone's gonna die because he got bullied.
That's pretty harsh. How did that make you feel when you read all of that?
It had my heart break from it, because like people do get bullied and teachers don't do nothing, or parents don't do nothing about it, and it just broke me, because people shouldn't be treated like that.
Do you feel like the school took the right safety precautions after these threats were made?
I don't think so, because we live in the Maryvale area where there's a Maryvale shooter, and there's schools out of the Maryvale area that went on lockdown, which we should have went on lockdown because we have a Maryvale shooter. And I did not feel safe when I went back to school, because why didn't we go on lockdown and the other schools did? Or how did you believe these threats were targeted from bullying? Why or why not?
I do, because the posts that I saw were of this person with this fake account, Fred Walker, and he had said that because no one was doing anything for him getting bullied, no one stepped in at all, that was the reason why he was going to do all these things. So I think it was just someone who was going through a lot and made the worst decision possible, or like bad decision, because of what he was going through, which in my eyes was actual bullying.
And I say it will happen again, because at first it was targeted at one community. From there, it went to other communities, and from there it went to other states, and now there's clowns that have jobs and they're losing out on money because of what people are doing. They're messing up the clown's job, and they have lives to support and other people, they got families to support and all that. And I just think it'll happen again, because from one little community, it went to other states.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like it will be less likely for these type of threats to happen again, because now it's public, now it's on the news, it's everywhere, and people are seeing what can happen from something like this. So I think it can scare kids out of doing something like this if they've even thought about it. That's my personal take on that.
But as you look at it, there's other people doing it. From one little group of friends, it spread to the whole world. Now there's other states doing it. And so, like, they are going to keep on doing it, because now kids are scared of clowns because of what's happening. They're standing on the side of the road, and the clowns are getting hurt because of people's dumb choices they chose to.
So what are some suggestions you would give to administration to help prevent something like this from happening again? if were possible.
To have feel like have everyone feel safe as they're like at school and not feel like, oh, like they're not like, what is it called? Like they're not taken care of at school, like they're not safe. Like kids should be safe at school, like feeling safe, going to school every day, like not messing up in school. It's your life that's happening. And those kids that did the clown threats, they're probably going to be in jail for a long time, because actually one of the kids were in my class when they took one of the kids out of the class and they arrested him in front of all of us because he was one of the clown threats. What happened the next day?
The next day I actually didn't show up to Maryvale because I was fearful after learning more about what this person was saying and what type of things they were planning. I didn't come, but I drove past the building and I seen that there was like a lot of staff, a lot of security out there. But I personally didn't feel like it was enough for something so serious. I think there should have been more police there. There should have been checking of bags, which I didn't see. So I feel like they should have armed themselves more for something like that.
And I also didn't go because my parents did not feel me safe going to school, and parents should not feel like that. They should like know that their kid's safe going to school and not like not being threatened. And yeah, I get like, why didn't they check backpacks? It was a threat that they were going to bomb the school too. Why didn't they check backpacks? Like my friend, he went to school. Teachers did not even show up because of what happened. And like, they were actually scared for their lives too. I would be. That's why I didn't go. And like, it put a lot of people's lives in danger. And they threatened a lot of schools. And they put like, that they're messing with our education. Like, we're supposed to be at school learning. And they had that happen, so like we couldn't go to school. Do you think this will ever happen again in time? Why or why not?
I don't, because I think now that it's been out there more and it's all over the place, all on the news and everything, I feel like people will take that second thought before they go and do something that could ruin their lives for the rest of their lives.
And I think it will, but then it won't, because like it's all over the social media now. And like I say, it is gonna keep on going, because look at from one little community, like I said, it went to more communities and it went to more states. And now clowns' lives are getting threatened because they're standing on the middle of the road scaring people. And I don't think that's right for them to do that. Well, thank you for joining us today. I'm Celeste Trevino from Spot 127, and we will see you next time.